You're listening to Jimmy Disu.
Jimmy Disu.
Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is Thursday. Yesterday was Wednesday, and tomorrow's Friday. I'm sure some of you are wondering, when is this man going to Japan, go for his Christmas, whatever? No, we are all in it together. I'm not going anywhere. I'll be spending Christmas with you. So we're in for a jolly good time this time around. Okay, so today we'll look at some of the issues that are propping up in the news. And see, you know, as the year rounds up, what, you know, you just tend to slow down. All the contentious, especially the political issues, will save them for January, which is when I believe activities will pick up. So that's what we'll do. So today is like a bit, not open mic really, but we would just look at some of the issues. You remember this morning, I spoke about the Lagos plumber who was tortured by SARS and framed for murder, and he's been acquitted. Why this story is frightening is that it could jolly well have been any one of us, both the person talking to you behind the mic and his oga who is sitting next to
him. His sidekick.
Is that your sidekick? Next to him. And all of you listening at home, is a very, very frightening prospect. And I wonder, how does one get around things like this? I'll tell you a story that my computer man, Show, Mr. Show Rungwebo, we all call him Show, Mr. Show. He claimed that he got to some junction yesterday on his way to Festac, and the traffic light said red. I think somewhere at Ijesha, the traffic light said red. So he waited. Then the traffic, what do you call them now? Not Majamaja, what do you call these people? Not traffic, what is in there? LASMA. Then the LASMA at the other end said he should move. And that usually happens, especially in the access AMVI, sometimes in a bid to decongest.
It happened to me just yesterday.
Were you caught?
No.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was red, but
the guy there said
we all should go. And I was at the forefront. I was like, what? I should go. I looked very okay, there's nobody then.
Thank you very much, Sheriff. God will bless you. So this thing happened. As soon as he moved, some other LASMA people came out, arrested him for jumping the light. And the man who told him to move was nowhere to be found. Ooh. That is the latest racket in town. If you don't know it now. And I think he said he parted with, was it 15,000? That he parted somewhere along Ijesha. You know, he was going to Festac on the other side of the express. You know, I didn't get the full details. But the principle was enough to scare me. And as soon as he was speaking, I said to him, you see what I always told you, how much would a dash cam cost you? Always have a camera in your car that would cover the front of your, all activities going on in front of you and all activities going on behind you. If he had had a dash cam yesterday, the four LASMA people would, because if it was me, I won't argue with them. I will wait until we get to the Oga's office and I will ask for a laptop and say, can we put this USB? We put it in, and they will see, because the camera has a wide angle.
Yeah.
So they will see where the guy was telling me to come, and the light was on. Then I will now descend on them. This racket goes on day in, day out. You fall victim of all kinds of people. For the umpteenth time, when you go to, you have to go to Sulere, you know, Eko Bridge is closed. As soon as you descend the Ijora Bridge, that from that Idumota end, you go left after the Nigerian Railway, and you want to turn right, before you get to where you want to turn right, every blessed day there are policemen there. And they've had opportunity to stop me, but on looking in my car and they see this dash cam and my press sticker, most times they won't say anything. They just do a cigarette. So I will ask them, why did you stop me? I left home for a particular appointment. If anybody in authority has to stop me, he must have a reason. And I think we will test this thing whereby you are stopped arbitrarily, you have an appointment to meet, and all you want to do is ask for my particulars. Because you must show, this is what is called in normal situations, you must show cause why it is done. And I think that somebody must be ready to bail the cat, with like some of our lawyers, Ubani, GT, Libros. Some of our lawyers have to help us test this authority, whereby I'm driving, going my own way, JJ. I'm wearing my seatbelt and everything. I have my vehicle license pasted. Okay, I have my vehicle license pasted and so on and so forth. And the policeman just thinks that because I've been stopped before, and somebody now comes around and says, "Oga, how are you doing now?" And I say, "Yeah, what's the problem?" I say, "Show love to your boys." You can't do that. We need to test that. So this, if we don't take care of these little things, the bigger ones is what we will have from this story of 38-year-old plumber Anthony Bello, who was accused of murder. He'd been in detention. Apparently, he wasn't. I don't think he was granted bail. The case has been on since 2019. I can understand circumstantial cases where, okay, there's reason to believe that you probably committed this offense. But in cases where extortion or whatever or revenge is involved, I'm not going to ask the authorities that they need to do the needful, because apparently we've lost complete control. Why do I say we've lost complete control? All the presidents we have from Obasanjo will tell you, between Lagos and the border, the Bene border, we don't want any checkpoints. Lo and behold, they're always there. So we seem to have lost some kind of control. So, but how do you preserve yourself? There was a driver who took one way. He go knock one judge. The driver was charged for attempted murder, even though everybody knew or everybody suspected it was a case of a driver who just wanted to beat traffic or whatever and ran into a judge. But that was done because he ended up not having bail, because he was charged for attempted murder and he was in jail for one or two years before some of us had to get up, you know, to talk. So these things happen. And it's frightening because there is nobody that is immune to this. Be you the biggest boy, you never know the day you're going to run into this. Be you the alpha of your community mosque, name it. One of these days, if you are not careful. And right below that story, this is also in the Punch, journalist accuses Lagos Task Force of extortion. Okay. A sports journalist, Babajide Gurerero, has accused men of the Lagos State Environmental Force of extortion. He spoke to the Punch correspondent and demanded the refund of the 100,000 allegedly collected from him by officials. He says, these things often done by these officers need to stop. I want people to know what they are doing is wrong, and I want a refund of my money. He took to his Twitter page. He stated that the incident occurred while he was on the way to record the final episode of the World Cup for a television station. And he says that I was on my lane approaching Edmond Street, turning into Union Road, Adibo, when the Suzuki cab overtook me. A few minutes later, men from the Lagos State Task Force came out of two yellow commercial buses and arrested that Suzuki cab and some other cars. They claimed it was a double lane. I was on my right lane when one of the officers said, "Oga, reverse, let us arrest those guys." While I was reversing, this guy recorded me reversing and told his colleagues to arrest me, saying he's among. It was like a movie, as if they were already in my car before I could do a thing. The journalist noted that efforts to explain the situation to the man fell on deaf ears. So what happened? They drove me to Alausa and stressed my life. I won't come here tweeting if I was wrong. I wasn't wrong. Adeyemi, leader of Team C, Lagos Task Force, told me to reverse for them to arrest the culprit, but he recorded me reversing and arrested me too. Let me repeat what he says. He says, Adeyemi, whoever that is, who's the leader of Team C, told him to reverse. You see, that's why you must have a camera. Told me to reverse because it will record visual and sound. Visual and sound. Now you can get these cameras. I don't know where they sell them. I'm sure if you go to Alaba, you'll get them. But if you go to Amazon, you can buy them there, and it will be delivered to your house. I'm sure if you go to some of these local whatever, you can get them here. So he said that Adeyemi, leader of Team C, Lagos Stars Force, told me to reverse for them to address the culprit, but he recorded me reversing and arrested me too. Guerrero later told our correspondent that while he waited at Alausa, one of the officers approached him and demanded 50,000, while another 50,000 was demanded when he was taken to the agency's office at Bolade Oshodi. At Alausa, one of the officers that arrested me approached me and demanded 50,000. I had to make the withdrawal and paid the money in cash with the hope that he would go into their office and help me get my car, but he disappeared with the money. He didn't state that gentleman's name. After that, another guy who wasn't a police officer but worked with them said he had spoken to Officer Adeyemi, that's the same Adeyemi that told you to reverse, and he, Adeyemi, said I should pay 150,000. I asked him if they saw anything implicating in my car for me to say such amount. He said he would speak to the officer again. He later reduced the amount to 50,000 naira. I was then taken to their office at Bolade Oshodi. There is a shop in there that they use, and I had to make another withdrawal of 50,000, which I paid the guy. He went with the money and later returned with a stapled paper. It was a stapled paper I took back to Alausa for them to release my car. At Oshodi, this gentleman says that he now saw Adeyemi and confronted him, since he was the one who told me to reverse, but he was only laughing and did not say anything. That's one of the coldest things that has happened to me in my entire adult life. When I was done, I had to pay 1,000 naira gate pass fee. The spokesperson, of the task force, Abdulrahim Gbadenyan, advised the journalist to make a formal complaint to the agency's chairman. And he says that the standard protocol was for him to ask the officers to charge him to court. If he has any evidence, let him write to the agency chairman and I'll surely pursue the case. Well, we hope that the agency chairman would make a public statement about this incident. And there have been many cases, to be fair to the police, when they've been able to get the money and return to corporates like this. We hope it also happens in this case. The Lagos State Police PRO, Benjamin Hudeyin, responded to the victim in a tweet. He said, I'll contact the task office to see how this can be redressed. Thank you for bringing this to our office. It will surely help us do better. Now, isn't that a nice civilized tweet that you just heard? He didn't just go on the defensive to say, so, I mean, they're all aware about these things. And I must say that, I give Hudeyin, I see a lot of his tweets. I follow him on Twitter. And rather than put up the usual defense, he's some kind of realistic person, but I hope he lasts long in the force. Because there was a time we had a man like him, Alozie Gbugbuaja, I remember. And his fate was not too pleasant at the end of the day. But for all we care, and for all we hope, if we had more of these Hundeyins in the police force, would be it's a difficult task running the police. I must say that extremely difficult. These ones at the turning to Ijora. What I thought was that checkpoints had been banned, but of course the police can say they want to stop and search you based on certain suspicions, which must be stated to you. If a policeman pulls you over, you must get something from him. And please, you must always have a recorded device on you. It's standard now all over the world. Even the police in some countries, I don't know whether we've gotten to that here, must have a recording device on them during their operations. I think the Lagos State government said they were going to do that. I don't know if it has been done. Because otherwise, it's your word against theirs. And I know there's a case, for example, that I know of someone close to me in Surulere, a lady who you know, her driver was supposedly went the wrong way, you know, and got into argument with the policewoman. The policewoman, on getting to the station, like ahead, tore her uniform, and then said that it was a. I don't know how much she parted with to bury the case, but there are loads of this. So I said I'd bring this to your attention this morning. I'm going to open up our lines 0700 993 993 993 and 0146571190. And let's hear from you whether you are shivering at home. If you are shaking, go and take something to stabilize you. You know, a small shot of whatever it is would do you good. And then you can talk to us. If you've been, look at, there's another one here. Okada ban, cop detained for killing Lagos motorcyclist. I hope people who use the word cop for police, I hope they know the origin of the word cop. It's chief of police. But that's an aside. Cop is called chief of police. Okay, so it says, the Lagos State Commissioner of Police, Abiodun Alabi, has confirmed the arrest and detention of a policeman for allegedly shooting a motorcyclist, Alabi Stephen, a.k.a. Doctor, to death around Sabo Market. Ah, this is a bad case. Alabi said the command had commenced investigation into events that claimed Alabi's life, adding that the cop would have his day in court. I think there's a mistake here. Okay, the man who was killed is Alabi Stephen, a.k.a. Doctor. Oh, by coincidence, the commissioner of police is called Abiodun Alabi. But Alabi, I think, is the first name of that one, of the victim. And Alabi is the surname of the commissioner of police. And he says that the matter is being investigated. And if the officer is culpable, like I said, we will not allow anybody to take anybody's life unduly, and so on and so forth. Okay, so our lines are open now. Let me take the first caller here. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Uncle JD, good morning.
Morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, yeah. Morning, Oga Ikenna. Morning to you.
Yeah, very well. The perfume guy.
Merry Christmas again. Let me greet you specially. You are the only one who has given me a Christmas present.
Not at all.
So let me acknowledge that.
Yeah, talking about our security forces and the way they go around carrying out their duty.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it's very... I've not had any experience of them framing me up for something. I mean, I don't know anyone who has had, I mean, to the best of my knowledge. But if there's something I know, I know that... in cases of police investigation, it's actually your world against theirs, you know, so you have a whole lot to prove. You know? So for me, I think, like you rightly said, the need for us to install these cameras, these surveillance cameras in our vehicles, so as to guard yourself against them unforeseen circumstances is highly needed at this point in time.
Yes.
When it appears as if security forces are not even well remunerated and everybody is looking for some extra box, be it legally or illegally.
Mm.
So that's a big one. So that's just my take on the matter, just to re-echo your point. That's why I called.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. God bless you. Yeah. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning.
See, this is last issue. My name is Sunday. I'm calling from FBI. When you come to this 1004,
yes.
By that traffic light,
yes.
Then you discover that those last man there.
Okay, let's take it. So, please, when you call, let's take off the call. When you call from a quiet background. You're talking in public. You're talking to the whole of Nigeria, to the whole world. So you need to call from a quiet background without any interference. Please, let's note that so that we can hear you loud and clear. Let's take the next one. Hello.
Hello. Uncle Jimmy, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Francis. I'm calling from my papa.
Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, I want to contribute towards the discussion that is going on.
Just go on.
I had an experience with Nigerian police force yesterday at Badagry.
Okay.
Ogami, serious, I will not lie. These people are too corrupt. Could you believe, for no cause, they stopped me, searched me, I gave them everything, the document in my motor, everything, I gave it to them. They still packed me and said I have to pay 5,000 that they are from zone 2. One of the officers by name Iginus was kind of threatening me that he's in December, he's in festive mood, that whatever they like they can do to me. If I don't want to move, they'll waste my time unnecessarily. So I was trying to video him, but he seized my phone. I knew what I passed through before collecting the phone from him. After I parted with 5,000 naira.
Okay.
Sir, please.
Thank you.
All I'm pleading is, well, these are Nigeria, our security forces, especially the police.
There's a lot of noise in the background, but your point has been noted. Please, I plead with you, and I'm going to enforce that rule strictly. Call from an extremely quiet background, okay? I need to take a break, and then when I come back, we'll continue with this discussion. Yeah, you're welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. On the subject about dash cams, I'd like to thank Mr. Akunle Uthman, who is a gubernatorial candidate for governorship in Lagos. He sent me a notice. He sent me, I can't read where you'll find it because that would be advertising the company. But I now know that you can get a dash cam here for 25,000 naira, probably even cheaper than that. So if you spend so much money going to buy that clean car for nowadays, I don't think you can get a car for less than 4 or 5. You can go in just an extra mile and put a dash cam, just one. It will pick up, the camera will be fixed in the back and front of your car. And then you remember there was a time we had a young gentleman here. I think I better bring him back sometime in the new year, before the new year runs out, where he spoke to us about the various devices that you can even put on your person, on your glasses, pens. And I get to see now that they are to a penny, they are so cheap. You need to protect yourself in this country. This is not a political matter. It's not a subject of argument. You need to protect yourself. You will only have yourself to blame. You see, because you must realize that, to put it bluntly, justice is difficult here. And that's just being polite. That's even still being polite. The truth is, you would almost be saying there's no justice in the country. So we all need to protect ourselves from this phenomenon. Dash cam is just about 25. I'm sure you can get for 20. If you go further, there might even be some people bringing in Tokumbo dash cams, and you can probably get it much cheaper than that. You're looking for a dash cam online. Don't worry, I'll tell you where to get it. Okay, Kevin. Okay, let's pick another call. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Am I on to Baba Gini?
Yes.
Yes, you're my typhoon blasted journalist. Good morning. Emeka is my name from South Africa.
How are you, man? How are you?
Yeah, very well.
Good.
I always enjoy the topics you come up with. You see, this issue of LASMA, especially our uniformed officers in this country, needs to be given the attention it deserves. Especially LASMA.
Yes.
Sometimes you cannot help but wonder, where do they pick these guys from? How are they trained? What kind of orientation are they given? Because there's no rules of engagement as far as they're concerned, and they don't observe or obey any law whatsoever.
Mm.
I've not had any experience with them directly, but I've had to intervene at Apple Junction on your way, Amwood, on your way to Festac.
Yes.
When they stopped a young man and his wife, I think that guy just came back from abroad. They passed that line. They targeted his vehicle, being a Mercedes-Benz, a flashy vehicle. And before you knew it, they just swooped in on him. And they were accusing him of beating the light. As a matter of fact, they asked him to pull over. I saw what was happening, and I went there. I was so mad that I told them, wherever you're taking this man and his wife to, I go with them. I had my car, I had my phone handy, and I told them I had everything recorded here, and I saw what happened. You passed him. So at that point, they were confused. They were looking at me. So they didn't know who I was. They saw me in suit. They were thinking, well, who could this man be? I was coming, we know you. I said, you don't need to know me. Just do the right thing. You're all Nigerian. You're not Nigerian. Why are you doing this to your country? And they were looking at me. Little by little, they started this person, leaving the key player in the middle of the whole thing. They were talking about who you be. I said, why are you trying to do this? What has this man done? He has a point. After much argument, he was confused. He was looking at me. He would look at me. He look at the phone in my hand. You know, he doesn't know whether to come after the phone or what. And I told him, look, if you are thinking of coming after this phone, don't even think about it. Because what you see, you hate it. Whatever you get this man, we go, let's go. That was how that drama ended. Mm. And so, you know, they were apologizing to the man to go his way. So everything boils down to, you know, for the past 3 or 4, the sheriff has been talking about patriotism in the morning meet.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a very, very auspicious topic. Patriotism is love for country and willingness to sacrifice for that country.
Okay.
I hate injustice. And when I see one, I stand up for it. So okay, we need courage.
Your 1 minute is up, please.
Thank you much.
Thank you very much. Before we take the next caller, I'd like to throw in something that I have said repeatedly before we have a disaster on our hands. I've said this now for close to about 3 months, and I'll keep saying it until somebody takes responsibility. And I'm surprised that the state government has not, you know, it don't. If you are in power, if you are in government, you don't need to listen to your aides who will say, be saying things like, an individual cannot be dictating to governor what he should do. You need to take some of these things in good faith. Because I know the way it works. I've been close to I didn't work for government. I've been close to a governor before, and I know. And I have said, whether it will be from the Attorney General's office or the Commissioner of Police, we need to show concern about this new phenomenon called pranking. We will soon start losing lives and limb in this exercise that our people don't know how to go about. We tend to pick wrong habits. For example, all these kids with roller skates, you know, across the state in a country where you don't have a sidewalk for walking, and you find them going in between cars. Somebody needs to say something. Especially when they got this issue of pranking, I can imagine how many victims we've had who things have gone bad for, but in our usual typical self, it will always say, okay, sorry. There must be order in any society. And this idea where people think that democracy means that you're free to do anything, you're free to embarrass people. I've seen them taking off women's wigs. I mean, come on. I've seen them. Well, there's one called the little, I've forgotten his name now, one little guy or whatever. He's gone completely haywire, pouring water on innocent women. That's not a prank. There's one that has dreads, that does all kinds of funny things. And I said, one day somebody's going to jump into a well or jump in front of a moving car. And having said this for close to about 2-3 months, not one person, everybody has the conspiracy of silence. Until when it happens one day, then you now find somebody in authority saying things. The job of the government is to prevent disasters, is to look for the well-being of its citizens in all manners possible. Here, in one of the newspapers here, I saw something that has to do with noise pollution. You don't want to believe what I went through last week. On a weekday, somebody was blasting music. This is this is in VI. Somebody was blasting music. I suspect it was at the beach. But hey, it was as if the music was being played right behind my window. And so we need to put these things under certain control. We hear that there's still the ban on fireworks. People are blowing up fireworks with impunity, and nobody is saying anything. So back to the issue of pranks, I would like, somebody with some authority to let people know the implications of some of the things they are doing. There was one in Ondo State who thought he was playing prank and ended up with the police. He wanted to play a prank of robbery or whatever it is, and then ended up with the police, you know. But I think we need to guide our people. And I'd like to call, it's called the little one, called the little whatever. Some of the things he's done have been unimaginable. You tell somebody to help you carry water, then you pour water on the person. You don't do things like that. What kind of prank is that? please, 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 please. I'd like us, and all these things, you need a department in the whether police or whatever, who goes through the social media and can pick people up, can rein them in after the warning has been given and make an example out of them before this thing goes. One of these days, hopefully, maybe when they prank, I don't want them to prank the deputy governor or governor, those are but one of these days when they prank a top official, then you will get a sense of what it really is and the danger therein. Please, I'd like, again, appeal to the authorities for somebody to come out with a definite statement on this pranking and then go out and nab two or three people, make examples to them so that we can have a safe environment. Let me pick one or two more calls and I got to go. It's 9:49, so I got to get started.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning. My name is Jimmy Owolan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like you said, there are some people around claiming that they are from the local government.
Yes.
You have them running all over town, stopping motorists, private vehicles, machines, and all that. In fact, I've experienced one myself because I drive this Odyssey, you know, it's a van. You understand? And they said, I carry something. Yeah, these are my personal belongings. Do I have to go and... yes, now, do I have
I'm sorry I'm laughing. I know what it is.
Another ride. So you'll see them all around town running about stopping vehicles, and I don't know why the state government is allowing this. And it's going to get out of hand very, very, very soon. I was in Abuja some weeks ago. Abuja is same. You don't see officials running about, jumping about. I believe that they should do something about it.
Okay, thank you. I think the point is noted. Nobody can pretend as if we don't know what it is. I don't know if the government actually does monitor people's concerns, because they must be proactive and react to these things. I would have thought that the governor would set up a small department in his office, one of his SAs, to look, your job is to monitor social media and let's respond to these things that concern our people. I keep saying governance is not about big projects and about theme parks and whatever it is, themes and so on and so forth. It's about the little things that make life comfortable or uncomfortable for the citizens. But day in, day out, we shout ourselves hoarse, you know, and some of them actually delight in the fact that when he tire, he goes stop. We won't stop. We'll do our own part. We'll provide an opportunity for our people, you know, to bring their worries to the fore. If the government doesn't respond, I think our people will know what to do. Because all these things that I'm talking about, of course, he's talking about Agbero. Some Agberos have local government IDs, you know, and that whole area has been turned into a complete mess. A man has his own personal belongings, maybe his own suitcases, and then some people stop him. That happens. Try the marina one of these days in traffic. 9:52, I got to leave at 9. What time am I leaving? 55 or 53? Madam, 55 or 53?
55.
55, so I can take one or two more calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
You know Anima Chang Police Station?
No, but go on.
I was driving my Gura.
Yes.
The policeman just stopped. Okada man was telling me, okay, go back, they go arrest you, go back. I said, why will I go back? I don't have anything being seen in my Gura. You know, they stopped me, and the next thing he entered my car. I said, what do you want? He said, I should go to the station. I said, to do what? He said, they are doing general checking. Okay, check me here. He said, no.
Ah.
The next thing we get there, the guy said, I drive one way. From Anima Chang. I said, one way from where to where? He said, I overtake. Overtake, he said. Uncle Jimmy, I thought it's a joke. I was there with them. We dragged and dragged and dragged. Then one of them said, look, okay, I just give them what you get them. Make sure they go on. I have 3,000 naira in my wallet. I showed it to him. So this is all I have. Take 500. The guy said no. They collected 2,500.
I left with
give me 200. And luckily, the inspector, I talked to the man, said, okay, you are the senior person here. Look at what this guy did. I know nobody will believe me, but I leave everything to God.
What did the inspector say?
What
did the inspector say?
the name.
What did he say? Okay, it was the inspector that did all this.
No, the sergeant. So I was talking to the inspector. You are the senior man here.
Yes.
Said, look at my gura. Look at what I wrote. If men were God, because of you people, that is why I wrote this on my boss. Could you believe the next week, by the time I come, they sealed up that police station. It's no more there.
Oh, I see.
There's a market near there. They send them packets.
Okay.
I told him, it's because of you I wrote, if men were God, you police people, my boss.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We got to go. It's 9:54. I hope you're all getting ready for Christmas at least. If you can keep one file, you can share a file with your neighbor. You split it into two. Or you can share a file with three other neighbors like we did when we were in university. You split it into four. And then two will eat the leg, the other will eat the arms. I wish you all a Merry Christmas in advance. I'll be here tomorrow, though, by His Grace, 9 o'clock. So take care of yourselves. What's Up Lagos comes up any minute from now, so don't go away.